Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, February 13th, and since it's Thursday, that means it is time to talk with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services. As usual, good to have you in studio this morning, Jane Wilkie.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here, and may I be, well, I don't know if I'm the first, but may I be the one of the first to wish you, Andy, and all of our listeners a wonderful, blessed Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. We're very blessed in that my family, my parents, spend Wednesdays with our little boy, Oscar. And so we got to have a little bit of Valentine's Day with them yesterday.
Oh, how fun.
One of the traditions in our family, mom makes cream puffs for Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. I have just had my memory just went back to my grandma and the cream puffs mm-hmm. that we used to have. And my mom would make them sometimes. Oh, how wonderful.
It's a Valentine's Day tradition that I don't know when it started, but it's become an expectation in our family. So.
Well, then, so let me just ask if your wife, Lauren, is going to carry it on someday. Will that go down the generations?
I would imagine so. She's quite the baker, very good at desserts. So she's a very good cook. So,
okay.
I would imagine so. Yes.
Two thumbs up to her.
Yes.
So, yes. Well, I'm going to be heading home later today to Minnesota and going to be celebrating Valentine's Day with my husband and family and friends. And so that will be very fun. Let's pray for safe travel,
yes.
Most especially that the planes out east that would be starting from out east where they're getting dumped on with the snow might not be wreaking havoc with travel today.
Yeah, that little trickle-down effect when it
right.
comes to airlines. Yep.
But what happens, happens.
Well.
So, yes. So my thought for today is that I wanted to share with the listeners regarding Lutheran Senior Services, one of the services that we offer through our outreach social services that isn't really very well known and is actually quite new. We have partnered with our outreach social services has contracted with St. Louis Area Agency on Aging to provide navigator services under the Affordable Care Act for individuals who are 18 to 64, who are low income, and who are either uninsured or underinsured mm-hmm. living in St. Louis, the city of St. Louis, or St. Louis County. We have one of our elder care specialists who has received her Missouri insurance license. She's a licensed navigator. So the free navigator services. So we do want to point out that this really is for those who are low income mm-hmm. and may find themselves in a situation where they just either can't get online to do this or have tried to navigate the system and have a bunch of questions.
Uh-huh.
So there are a couple of different options here. There is one-on-one counseling on the new coverage options. So that covers things like eligibility, enrollment rules and procedures, health plan options, and then also takes a look at what kind of subsidies might reduce premiums and out-of-pocket expenses. Then there's also one-on-one enrollment assistance. So individuals can make an appointment and receive step-by-step online enrollment assistance. So someone can walk, Melody can walk them through how to enroll. And that usually takes about an hour. And a third option, and if anyone is listening, maybe in a congregational setting, this might be an option or a small group thing, is that there's also an option for presentations. So individuals can mm-hmm. learn more about the Affordable Care Act, how it offends them, by attending a 20 to 30 minute PowerPoint presentation. So Melody would be available that if there's a group of people mm-hmm. who really have a lot of questions. So maybe someone is out there who knows, who maybe is in a setting where they serve older adults through a congregation or through any low income adults in the city, most in particular, and want to just pull together something that would be at no cost. And all of these services are available through Lutheran Senior Services. And the number to call, Melody MacArthur is the name of the person who is our navigator. And Melody can be reached at 314-262-8291. I'm going to repeat that twice in case someone's trying to write it down.
Thank you.
314-262-8291. Unfortunately, this piece of information is not found on our website because if you visited lssliving.org, you know what a massive website it is because there's a depth and scope of services that we offer. Mm-hmm. So this one is only available by phone. One more time, 314-262-8291. That is for help in navigating Affordable Care Act and finding out your options.
And as intricate and as new as it is, I'm sure that there are lots of questions about it. So having someone to help you navigate that.
Absolutely, too. I think the options, especially if you've been uninsured or underinsured, and especially if you are younger and have not been insured or have been perhaps you're of the age where you have been carried on your parents' health plan, and now you need to take a look at in the later 20s, early 30s, taking a look at what the options are. Just having someone to talk through. I mean, I am of the age where you would think I would understand all of this language. You know, getting closer and closer to navigating that Medicare landscape myself, it's like, really? Can we not put this in people speak? So we do have that free service available for the low income. So we wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that.
Well, thank you. That's a great resource and a wonderful support to those who are trying to navigate the changes.
It is. We understand that the needs are deep, and so we wanted to be able to be there to help. So what my thought was, though, today, I guess I was thinking in terms of Valentine's Day and a non-traditional devotion to do. I was really trying to think of something that would communicate the depth of God's love for us in Christ. And there are just no other ways to do it except one of my favorite verses, which is Romans 6:3-4. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore baptized with him into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And how that translates to me is that I know that, you know, we live in this world of sin. Mm-hmm. And so our human nature goes to the negative. And so you think about all the different things we might say and how one of God's great Valentine gifts to us was more than just sending his son, but giving us his word that we might continue in nourishment and might continue flipping into the new life, the before and the after. Just did a workshop, or not a workshop, but a women's retreat at Camp Wartburg in Waterloo this past weekend. And that was our theme, the before and after. And we were really talking about how through baptism and through what Christ has done for us, are we living in the before thought or the after? And so I just wanted to share a couple of things that we might say in our way of looking at the world and what God says to flip it around. We might say it's impossible, but God in Luke 18:27 says all things are possible. We might say, I'm too tired. God says, I will give you rest. We might say, I can't do it. But God says you can do all things through Christ, who gives you strength. We might say, I'm not able. And God says, I am able. We might say, I can't manage. God says, I will supply all your needs. We might say, I'm afraid. God says, I have not given you a spirit of fear. We might say, I'm always worried and frustrated. God says, cast all your cares on me. We might say, I feel all alone. But God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. So when we feel this, let's open God's word and hear what he says to us and not rely on ourselves for strength. It is all what God has done for us through Christ That's his great Valentine's gift to us.
Amen. No greater love than this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jane, always good to talk with you and that encouragement. And you all are doing fine work at Lutheran Senior Services. Thanks so much for sharing that service with the Navigator and your word of encouragement in Christ today.
Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. We'll talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm.